So, you got a new Transformers movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amazing. Hey, how many of these bad boys have we even put out at this point?
There's no way for me to know that or find it out.
That's a good point. That's very true.
So, in this one, I'm thinking a human stumbles upon a Transformer, right? And at first, they're like, whoa, but then they become friends and save the world together.
Hey, that's pretty good. I like that a lot.
Right, but I think we can make this one a little different.
Ah, that's not really necessary.
Well, sir, I was thinking it might be exciting to call this one Rise of the Beasts and introduce the Maximals from Beast Wars.
Oh, that's actually gonna be really different. Very cool, though.
Well, no, I said a little different, so they're just gonna kind of be there a little at the beginning and a little at the end.
But we're gonna call the movie Rise of the Beasts.
Yes, that works.
So we're gonna meet the main human of this story, right? This dude in the 90s named Noah Diaz.
Oh, it's the 90s, huh? Wow, it must have been tough to fit this all in with the continuity of all the other movies.
Actually, it was super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, I figured out the perfect way to tie all these movies together logically, and it just takes one page of dialogue. It's really
Oh, you dropped it.
I dropped it.
Oh, butterfingers are tight.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably be fine without it.
Well, I mean, we could just pick it up.
It's all the way down there.
One of us could just bend over.
No, it's all dirty down. We'll be fine.
If you say so.
Yeah, so anyway, this guy Noah needs some money because his little brother is sick, and he agrees to steal a car, which ends up being a Transformer called Mirage.
The robot was in disguise? That's very on brand.
You know it, sir. And there's also this human named Elena, and she finds a special space thingy at the museum she works at inside an artifact.
A space thingy, huh? Is it an important space thingy?
Sir, it's a very important space thingy.
Whoa!
Yeah, and so since she found this space thingy, it makes this big old pulse that gets detected by Optimus Prime.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
So Optimus calls all the Autobots together for a meeting, and Mirage heads there with Noah inside him.
Sick!
And severely injures or kills several cops along the way.
Oh, my God.
So now the appearance of this space thingy has kind of created a situation for everybody, because now they have to defeat a unicorn.
What?
They gotta stop this magical horse that has a pointy horn coming out of it. That doesn't make sense. Unicron.
Okay. What kind of horse is that?
Not a horse at all, it turns out. It's a big planet-eating bad guy.
Oh, no. Most humans live on planets.
That's right, sir. And so this space thingy has drawn out his followers, the Terrorcons, and they want the space thingy real bad.
Why?
Well, because if they get it, they can open up a portal and Unicron can eat the Earth.
Oh, very evil.
Yeah, and so now Optimus wants the space thingy so he can open a portal so him and the Autobots can go home, and Noah wants the space thingy so he can stop the Earth from being eaten.
I can understand. Understand both perspectives, and I hope they set aside their differences and find a way to work together.
They will. So these bad guys actually steal the space thingy, but it turns out it was only half a space thingy, and then they killed Bumblebee.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's gonna be very sad. He's one of my favorite merchandising opportunities. I mean, characters.
Well, because this way we're gonna give Mirage some room to breathe, because he's kind of like Noah's Bumblebee.
So they're gonna bond and create a new revenue stream, friendship.
Exactly. Anyway, then it's time to go to Peru.
Well, okay then.
Do you want to know why?
I'm guessing there's going to be a couple of minutes of exposition explaining that that's where the other half of the space thingy is.
That's exactly my... Wow, do you even need me?
Hopefully not for much longer. We're really hoping this AI thing's going to work out for us.
What?
So then what happens?
Oh, well, while they're in Peru, they meet up with the Maximals.
Okay.
And it turns out they gave the other half of the space thingy to a tribe of humans, and then it gets stolen by the bad guys, too.
Oh, no, they have two pieces of the thingy.
That's right, sir.
So they have two halves of this thingy. You put that together.
What are you doing?
Fractions!
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, they have 100% of the thingy.
That's right, sir. So they got
2 out of 2 parts.
That's right, sir. So they use it to open a portal for Unicron.
Oh no, so I guess it's all over for the good guys then.
Not quite, because it's going to take a while for the portal to open, and it turns out there's a human-sized tunnel with a human-sized keyboard where if the humans enter a code, it can stop all of this.
Well, great.
So then we're gonna have this big old battle scene and all the good guys are gonna fight bad guys in this big gray landscape.
Yeah, sounds like the end of Avengers Endgame.
What? No, it's not anything like the Avengers.
It's just that's pretty much how it went down in Endgame. Big old battle with all the characters on a big old gray landscape. Are there disposable CGI enemies?
Hey! Yeah!
But it's not anything like the Avengers.
All right.
Anyway, so then Mirage turns into a mechanical exoskeleton suit for Noah to fight in.
So he's Iron Man now?
Ah, shit.
Hey, listen, it's okay. The Avengers made a lot of money, so I'm happy we're doing an Avengers.
Okay, well, great. So then Bumblebee's gonna come back to life.
What? How?
Energon! Hey, Energon!
Yeah, sure, that's fine. I don't really need an explanation.
Good, because it's gonna be pretty hand-wavy anyway. And then the good guys save the day.
Amazing.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a Transformers movie, you know. Maybe in the next one we'll freshen up the formula a bit. I don't know. We'll see if we can think of something.
Maybe we, I don't know, toss another kind of toy in the mix?
Yeah, that works. Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. That's pretty much it. That's all. I gotta stay here for, like, to give you time to press buttons if you want to, but that's really all I had to say, so.